always had a lot of respect for Bill Moyers. Sorry to hear of his passing. And I thought, in honor of Bill, and topical to our conversation today, I'd play you just a little bit of what Bill said about democracy under threat. And he says very clearly what the adversary is. This is Bill Moyers.
You've no doubt figured out my bias by now. I've hardly kept it a secret. In this regard, I take my cue from the late Edward R. Murrah, the Moses of broadcast news. Ed Murrah told his generation of journalists, bias is okay as long as you don't try to hide it. So here, one more time, is mine. Plutocracy and democracy don't mix. Plutocracy, the rule of the rich, political power controlled by the wealthy. Plutocracy is not an American word, but it's become an American phenomenon. Back in the fall of 2005, the Wall Street giant Citigroup even coined a variation on it, plutonomy, an economic system where the privileged few make sure the rich get richer with government on their side. By the next spring, Citigroup decided the time had come to publicly bang the drum on plutonomy. And bang, they did, with an equity strategy for their investors entitled Revisiting Plutonomy, the Rich Getting Richer. Here are some excerpts. Asset booms, a rising profit share, and favorable treatment by market-friendly governments have allowed the rich to prosper and take an increasing share of income and wealth over the last 20 years. The top 10%, particularly the top 1% of the U.S., the plutonomists in our parlance, have benefited disproportionately from the recent productivity surge in the U.S. and from globalization at the relative expense of labor.
Okay, and Bill Moyers goes on from there. That was Bill Moyers talking about the adversary of democracy is plutocracy, rule by the rich. And that is what we are facing right now. We have to decide as a society, in my country and in your country, who's going to win? Is it going to be all of us, the citizens, who make up a democracy, who share power and can make decisions and have autonomy? Or is it going to be the plutocrats? I mean, Bill Moyers put it better than I did, but I like this idea, and I respect this idea, that democracy and plutocracy cannot live at the same time in the same country. They're oil and water. You got to choose one or the other. And right now, it's the plutocrats who are calling the shots and are delivering compulsory surveillance, among other things, to all of us. And the question is, what, if anything, are we going to do about it? Because if we don't do anything about this, the plutocrats are going to continue, just as Musk is going to continue raining his rocket parts down on the rest of us until and unless someone stands up and forces him to stop. He's going to run unchecked. And the rest of the big tech plutocrats are going to run unchecked unless and until they are stopped by some legal, nonviolent method in which they no longer are able to compel us to use their surveillance products. So that's the homework that you've got. That's part of your homework for next time, is to think about how do you want to react as the plutocrats continue to run unchecked in society, and how will you say no to the compulsory surveillance that increasingly surrounds us? The other part of your homework, by the way, is, as always, avoid Apple, abandon Amazon, forget Facebook, and whatever you do, get off Google. I want you to stay tuned for Dave Mandel, who I'm sure you can handle, and his show. It's complicated. It's a prog rock show. And friends, I'm going to be off next week. You'll be in good hands with the great Dan Morfitt, who's going to be guest hosting. I'm really excited to hear that. Thanks in advance to Dan for doing this. And in the meantime, you're listening to the greatest radio station in the world, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County, in New York City in Rockland County, at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Our outro this evening comes from my friend Erwin, who suggested this great song and sent it over. Thank you, Erwin. This song is called Are You Gaslighting Me, Alexa? And it's by 8x8, which is Lane Steinberg and Alex Kochenko. Are you gaslighting me, Alexa? I think you friends, you already know what the answer is. Let me go ahead and play this and you can see what you think. Have a great week, everybody. I'll see you next time.
Letting me, Alexa. You're always with me, you never sleep. My deepest secrets I know you keep. I mistake your friendly tone for love. But I can't help see the signs. Data collections, your design. Store me in a cloud that floats above. Are you gaslighting me, Alexa? Are you gaslighting me? You think by now I would've learned. Sweet talk shouldn't work on me no more. An agenda I see, Alexa. You are gaslighting me, Alexa. Taping up the microphone, I shut you off when I'm alone. I put you in a drawer and close the door. 'Cause you're gaslighting me.
Oh, baby. It's time for another episode of It's Complicated, an hour of Prague and Prague-adjacent music. I'm your host, Dave Mandel. I'm here bringing you this show every Monday evening at 7 p.m. following Hot on the Heels of Tectonic and Morkhurst. Welcome. Great to see you, metaphorically see all of you. Thanks for joining me today. We're going to start, we're going to break out the heavy artillery right off the bat here. That's a mixed metaphor, isn't it? We're going to hear some amazing music from Italy from a group called Quella Vecchia Locanda. This is an early 70s band from Rome, if I'm not mistaken. And I cannot believe, it's hard to believe how good this record is. Check it out.
Mentre mi parli nel vento.
Wow. It's like they went into the recording studio and said, we're going to record the greatest prog music the world has ever heard. And they did it. They did it. Calavecchia Locanda from Italy, obviously. And we heard the title track from an album called Il Tempo della Gioia. They were from Rome, I think, if you want to get really specific. I don't remember what street, but the city was Rome. We are now going to move to the U.S., going to shift our focus to the U.S. And I mentioned last week, was it last week? Maybe last week, that there was really no way to squeeze in any Beach Boys. Not that I needed to, because there were tons of amazing Beach Boys, Brian Wilson tributes here after his death. And I really just couldn't make any excuses for squeezing them into my show. And lo and behold, of course, naturally, a friend of mine sends me this. I don't know much about this record. It's not an official release. It's just rough mixes, you know, rehearsal recordings, things like that, that have been circulating around for a while. I didn't know about this. It's recordings from 1974, and it's usually, the recordings usually, they circulate under the title 1974 Release. That's the genius title someone came up with for this collection. And again, I don't know much about this stuff. As I said, rehearsal stuff, messing around in the studio, rough mixes, you know, not together enough for a legitimate release. But interesting, of course, and you will hear on the track I'm going to play, shockingly proggy. Now, I don't know, again, I just got this, so I haven't had time to do the deep research that I should have, but I kind of doubt Brian Wilson was involved with this, but maybe not. Maybe he was, maybe not. It's among the interesting thing about this track is there's a bunch of odd time signatures. It's really quite proggy, so I won't beat that dead horse anymore. I'm just going to play the track. This is a track called Symphony by the Beach Boys from this non-album that's usually referred to as 1974 Release. Enjoy. Thank you.
Yeah, we had a check. Yeah, it's much.
Beach Boys weirdness is the best kind of weirdness. Well, one of the best kinds of weirdnesses. And again, that was the Beach Boys, whatever form they took at that particular point, a piece called Symphony from this album that's been making the sort of underground rounds that's referred to as 1974 release. Really interesting piece of music. Would you have guessed that was the Beach Boys playing in 5/4 time? I don't think you would have. So I'm going to play something now that I'm really excited about. I found out, I guess one day last week, that a guy named Serge Fiori had died. Now, I'm totally upfront, totally honest here. I didn't know his name, but I knew the band he was in. He was the singer and lead guitarist, I think, in a group called Harmonium. They were Canadian, French-Canadian. I think they were actually from Quebec. And I know them. And they actually had a couple of, you know, near hits, sort of, that used to be played on FM radio in New York. So there was a brief period where they were kind of sort of on people's radar. But they were a really great prog band, again, based in Quebec. And Serge died, passed away, sorry to say, sometime in the last week. And there was a lot of talk about him on the internet, which is nice. And it came to my attention that he was basically the leader, the front man of Harmonium, who I do know. So I'm going to play a Harmonium track, and, you know, bafflingly, I don't think I've ever played them on the show, but we'll fix that now. We're going to hear a track called Depuis l'Automne, and it's from 1975, I think. And I'll tell you a little bit more about it later, if I feel like it. But sort of prog folk, really beautiful stuff. This is Harmonium.
Une chanson pour ici, pour nous dire qu'on a refroidi. Une chanson en souvenir du temps qu'on voulait détruire. Un accord qui nous donne ce qu'on attend à l'automne, quand il n'y a plus rien à personne. Chanson juste pour toi, juste pour me dire que oui, toi. Une chanson pour m'haïr, parce que j'ai plus rien à dire. Rien à dire cet automne, quand il serait temps qu'on frissonne, parce qu'il n'y a plus rien à personne. Thank you.
chansons par ici. On a besoin ces temps-ci de chansons à retenir. Quand on retient nos désirs, va falloir qu'elle soit bonne. Si on veut passer l'automne sans que rien manque à personne. Une chanson de partie qui fait plus partie d'ici. Une chanson pour repartir loin du grand musée de cire. Excuse-moi quand c'est ton fun, je me cherche. Thank you.
maintenant tout ça sera pas long. J'espère ici pas ça s'en vient. Si c'est un rêve, réveille-moi donc. Ça va être notre tour, ça sera pas long. J'espère ici pas ça s'en vient. Si c'est un rêve, réveille-moi donc. Ça va être notre tour, ça sera pas long. J'espère ici pas ça s'en vient. Si c'est un rêve, réveille-moi donc. Ça va être notre tour. J'espère ici pas ça s'en vient. Si c'est rêve, réveille-moi donc. Ça va être notre tour, ça sera pas long. J'espère ici pas ça s'en vient. Si c'est rêve, réveille-moi donc. Ça va être notre tour, ça sera pas long.
And music there from the band Harmonium, Quebec-based, and really, really huge in certain circles. Really, really big, devoted following. And that became clearer when singer and guitarist Serge Fiori passed away, as I said, sadly, sometime in the past week, where suddenly people, fans of him and of the band, just came out of the woodwork, which is nice. Just reminiscing and just talking about their favorite Harmonium records and so on. So that was a piece called Depuis l'automne, Since Autumn, from an album called Si on avait besoin d'une cinquième saison. If we need a fifth season, is the live, real-time translation of that title. You tune to listeners supported WFMU. I'm Dave Mandel. I host this show, which is called It's Complicated. I'm here every Monday evening between the hours of 7 and 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Thanks for joining me. Always a pleasure playing music for you. As usual, if you feel like it, hop aboard the comments board, chat board. Go to our website, wfmu.org. Click on the link that says playlists and comments and check in. Say hello if you want. Just lurk if you want. Do whatever you want. Just don't hurt anybody, I guess. We are now, I'm here, my purpose here every week, and the purpose of DJ Stashu, who follows me at 8 p.m., is to pave the way, is to smooth the way, is to get you all warmed up for Daniel Blumen's show at 9 p.m., which is the culmination, the high point, the apex of Monday programming here at FMU. And I have Daniel to thank for the track I'm going to play for you now. He laid this on me. This is something new, so very new that it's not released yet. I think the album that this is a part of is due out in August. It's called Cursed, I don't even remember the Cursed Month, and it's an album by a guy named Lingyuan Yang, who is a guitarist, composer and guitarist. And again, that album, Cursed Month, is due out, I think, in August. This is really an amazing piece. It's the only piece I've heard from the album, and I was told it's not particularly characteristic of the album, but it is great. It's like primo RIO, rock in opposition music. I hear bits of Henry Cow and a lot of other stuff. Check it out. New music from Lingyuan Yang. And a piece of music right there called Ritual Fire, again from Lingyuan Yang, who is a guitarist and composer, and that is off an upcoming album called Cursed Month, which they tell me is going to be out in August, and I'm looking forward to it. We're going to hear some American, contemporary American prog, let's call it. We're going to hear something now from the Washington, D.C.-based band Happy Family. We'll hear a track from an album called 4037. There's got to be some kind of inside joke there that I'm not getting. Maybe, like, if you turn the digits upside down, it spells a dirty word. I don't know. 4037, the title of the album. This is a few years old. When was this released? Not a few years old. It's actually a few months old. This came out this year. I thought it was a year or two old. Anyway, Happy Family, they record, I feel compelled to say, for the Cuneiform label, which is an American label, also based down in the Washington, D.C. or Maryland area, which is where this band is from. And Cuneiform is really one of the foremost purveyors of contemporary prog and near prog. So Happy Family, a track again from the album 4037. Music there from the group Happy Family. And a couple of things I want to tell you. First of all, I think I said they're from Washington, D.C. They're most definitely not from Washington, D.C. It's a Japanese group, and I knew that. What is the deal, man? They're Japanese. Cuneiform, the label, of course, is from the D.C. area, Silver Spring, Maryland or something. But Happy Family is and will always be a Japanese group. The other thing, as someone on the comments board pointed out, and this was staring me right in the face and I missed it because there's a long write-up. This is available on Bandcamp, this album. There is a description. There's an explanation of exactly what 4037, the record title, represents. And that is it, and I'm reading from the Bandcamp page here. The 40 celebrates Cuneiform's milestone anniversary, and the 37 marks the years since the founding of Happy Family. So imagine my embarrassment, assuming it was some insidious, dirty joke of some kind. That'll tell you all you need to know about me, maybe. But no, it's something totally harmless and endearing and generous. Happy Family. And we heard a track called Pygmalion from that album. We're now going to hear something that was really loud, so loud that the needles here on the console here in the studio were going crazy. The needles were flying fast and furious, thought we were going to blow a fuse or something. So we're going to hear something a little bit quieter now, something that I really, really like and I wanted to play anyway, and that is something from the group Lunophone. And they are Italian, and we're going to hear a track from an album released, I think, just about a year ago. And it's I hear hints of Soft Machine, maybe some Stereolab, a nice combination. Anyway, a little bit quieter. We're going to give the console here in the studio, the WFMU studio, a little rest with this prettier, more subdued piece from Lunophone.
Thank you.
got to talk over this because that's the way the cookie crumbles. In the background, Mike Keneally and The Velvet of Knowing from an album called Wooden Smoke Asleep, released in the early 2000s, 2002 maybe. Great guitarist, played with Frank Zappa, among others. And that's going to do it. Thanks for listening, folks. A pleasure always, always to play music for you. Thanks for sticking around. Hope to see you next week. Have a great one. If you, you know, I'll leave it up to you whether you want to celebrate the 4th of July or not. That is a touchy subject. And on that note, you're tuned, of course, to listener-supported WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. See you next time. Stashu's next.
Oh, they've left. Oh, thank goodness, because the show is starting. Ah. Oh, no, and it seems you've all turned into crickets. Well, it's time to wake up. It's time for me to put the salmon in the oven. Okay, fine. I'm preheating the oven. Welcome to another exciting installment of Summer with Stashu, live from the kitchen. Today, Dance with Me Stanley is coming to you from the kitchen. And we're preheating the oven right now. It's at 140. We're waiting for it to get to 400. Okay? So wait with me, Stanley. Wait. oven is at 185. We're waiting for 400. That's what the salmon requires. What are you cooking today? Temperature is rising, 250 degrees.